سلام، فهیم هستم. با پادکست هفتگی رادیو السا آفرینش در خدمتتون هستیم. امیدوارم که تا پایان با ما همراه باشید. در این برنامه قصد داریم تا یکی از موضوعات اخیر در مصاحبه اسپیکینگ آیلتس رو مورد بررسی قرار بدیم. اگر شما هم قصد شرکت در آزمون آیلتس رو دارید و برای ایده پردازی هاتون در رابطه با موضوعات متنوع اسپیکینگ دنبال راه چاره هستید، این قسمت رو از دست ندید. موضوع کیو کارد رو با هم میشنویم. Describe a good law in your country. You should say what the law is, how you first learned about this law, who benefits from this law, and explain why you think this is a good law. همونطور که شنیدید، از ما خواسته شده تا در رابطه با یکی از قوانین کشوری صحبت کنیم. سعی کنید به موضوعات خاص مثل این کیو کارد که نیازمند تصمیم گیری و تفکر هستند قبل از مصاحبه حتما فکر کنید. در این حال با ارائه مقدمه و بس دادن بولت پوینت ها تلاش کنید تا اجرای خوبی رو داشته باشید. در ادامه به یک پاسخ احتمالی به این کیو کارد گوش میدیم.
Well, I believe laws could keep communities together. So, to me, that's something to be thought out from the ground up. You know, when you get these obligatory laws, by which everyone's bound to abide, you can rest assured that neither morality nor functionality of the society would collapse. One of these laws that stands out to me is, of course, the age limit law for driving. Kids are trying to take over. I mean, they put their face where it doesn't belong. Like, small babies as young as 2 years old or so are kind of like flicking pages and things on their parents' phones. I couldn't even imagine what would happen if we gave teenagers this much latitude. Now, I'm not saying I'm against teenagers' freedom or anything, but it's a given that since young people are not that right in the head, the chances are, if they were permitted to drive at a lower age than 18, manslaughter reports would be racked up unprecedentedly in less than a week. Plus, this law not only does good on the pedestrians, but it also saves kids from themselves. Now I'm saying, it's like these kids are even physically ineligible to be driving anything. You know, they might well hurt themselves in the process. I guess I personally got to know that there exists such a law when I was 9 or 10. By the way, it was not such a curveball, you know. I was not even interested in driving at that time.
تعدادی از لغات و عبارات به کار برده شده در این پاسخ رو با هم بررسی می‌کنیم.
From the ground up, as پایه و اساس. They needed a rethink of their thesis from the ground up. Abide by. اطاعت کردن است. I don't need to abide by the rules. Take over. کنترل رو به دست گرفتن. The firm was badly in need of restructuring when she took over. Latitude. آزادی عمل. Show the dog some latitude. It's a given, or that's a given. قطعیه. It's a given that nothing's certain but death and taxes. To be right in the head.
توانایی استفاده درست و کامل از عقل و یا دیوانه بودن.
He's never been quite right in the head. Rack up.
به دست آوردن و یا اضافه کردن.
We racked up 20 points. Curveball.
موقعیت آزاردهنده و چالشی.
There's always a curveball in every mission.
ضمن عرض تشکر بابت همراهی شما تا این لحظه، امیدوارم که تونسته باشید از این قسمت از رادیو السا آفرینش استفاده کافی و لازم رو ببرید. تا برنامه بعد، بدرود.
خانه آیلتس آفرینش، تنها مرکز تخصصی دوره‌های آیلتس در ایران. www.afarinesh.org